The WBFO Brief Podcast is made possible by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Access to the newest treatments and most sophisticated testing is so important. It matters where you receive your cancer care. Spend one day with Roswell Park. Visit roswellpark.org.
Today's WBFO Brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
A Lewiston man has been arrested on multiple felony charges in connection with an assault on a woman on Friday on the Tuscarora Reservation, Lewiston police reported. According to the report, Hayes Hombie, age 28, was taken into custody by state police shortly before noon on Saturday as he walked along Heartland Road in the town of Heartland. He was charged with first-degree assault, a Class B felony, first-degree reckless endangerment, a Class D felony, third-degree criminal mischief, a Class E felony, and third-degree menacing, a Class B misdemeanor. And he was taken to the Niagara County Jail in Lockport for centralized arraignment. Lewiston police said Hombie is a suspect in an attack on a woman, which brought officers to Upper Mountain Road at 9:45 p.m. on Friday. Police reported that the woman suffered a serious head injury when she was struck by a shovel. She was taken by Tri-Community Ambulance to Erie County Medical Center in Buffalo. Three people are hospitalized after shootings that occurred during large street parties late on Saturday night and early Sunday morning. Buffalo police responded just after midnight to a call of a 19-year-old woman who was shot in the foot after a fight broke out on a large block party on Retzer Street. She was transported to Sisters Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And then, just after 4 a.m., Ferry Fillmore officers responded to a shooting that occurred near Woodlawn Avenue and DuPont Street, where two more people were struck by gunfire during a separate party. A man and a woman were transported to ECMC, also with non-life-threatening injuries. Here's a little bit of happy news. One of the top two prize-winning tickets in Saturday evening's Take 5 drawing was sold at a supermarket in Niagara Falls. New York Lottery officials announced the ticket, worth $17,219.50, was purchased at Wegmans on 1577 Military Road, and it matched all five winning numbers, 2, 18, 22, 24, and 28. The other top prize winners... The other top prize winner was sold in Fayetteville, which is a Syracuse suburb, and there were 148 runners-up who matched four numbers, winning $349 each.
This WBFO Brief podcast is made possible by Canisius University, where high-flying grifts find a top-flight education. For the last 8 years, Canisius has been recognized on U.S. News' list of best colleges and universities. Learn more at canisius.edu.
Howard Johnson is stepping down from his seat in the Erie County Legislature effective immediately. According to an official with the Erie County Board of Elections, Johnson resigned to become a deputy commissioner for the Democratic side of the Board of Elections. In a statement to WBFO, Johnson said he was, quote, grateful for the opportunity to serve the public and, quote, excited for a new opportunity to serve as the at the Erie County Board of Elections. Johnson also touted the creation of a corrections specialist advisory board to oversee the county's jails, the establishment of the Urban Initiative Fund, and approval of pay raises for the county's elected officials, calling those some of the, quote, accomplishments I am most proud of, unquote. Johnson's departure reduces the legislature's Democratic majority from 7-4 to 6-4, and the Erie County Democratic Committee will be appointing someone to fill Johnson's seat. Because of a state law that moves county legislative races to even-numbered years, that candidate would need to run for office this fall in 2025 and in 2026. Johnson's district, the first district, includes the East Side, Lower West Side, and downtown. Officials issued a warning that dumping is illegal in the city of Buffalo after a large amount of trash was dumped early on Sunday in the city's Leroy neighborhood. City spokesman Michael DeGeorge said the warning was prompted after the trash was discovered in a lot on 70 Chalmers Avenue. Public Works Department crews cleaned up the trash before morning worship services began, which was near the Elam Christian Fellowship Church. City residents are advised that they can dump items for free at the East Side Transfer Station, which is at 793 Ogden Street. Hours are from 7 to 9 a.m. and 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday. And proof of address must be provided with a driver's license and utility bill. And two men were wounded in a shooting early on Sunday in Elmwood Avenue and Bryant Street. Buffalo Police spokesman Michael DeGeorge reported. According to the report, the men aged 30 and 33 were struck by gunfire at about 2:30 a.m. in the parking lot of the Rite Aid Pharmacy. They are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at Erie County Medical Center.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.